WHDD presents Susan Says.
Every week I think, okay, I'll talk about something other than deranged Donnie and his crimes, but no, he pulls me back in just like Al Pacino in The Godfather. This week we finally have the real deal, impeachment. And deranged Donnie, like a raving loon in my hometown, Milwaukee, at a quasi-Nazi rally, calling everyone names and going on, and get the hook, waving those fat arms with little hands, robotically twisting his thunderous trunk. What the? Then today, at his presser with the poor Chinese, who looked like, get me out of here, he went on and on and on and kept going, thanking people he had no idea who they were. Even if they sat right in front of him, he was looking, where's Larry Kudlow? He was sitting right there. Anything to kill media from reporting that impeachment was happening. Finally, every station, even including faux news, cut away to cover the impeachment. Last night, I went to a book event that sort of encapsulates this whole debacle. Jim Zarin, an attorney who used to be with the Southern District under Morgenthau, is now an author who has several books, and the new one is on the plaintiff and chief Donald Trump. 3,500 lawsuits, yeah. The impeccably documented history of Con Don's continuous busting of the legal system throughout his career, his whole life. If you have some money, remember he doesn't have the kind of money he thinks he does, you can fight the legal system. You sue others, you don't pay your bills, you bankrupt small businesses, you tie things up in lawsuits, you pretend to win when you had no win. That's how he lived his life up to now, and it continues. The detailed footnotes in this book of every case are so overwhelming one can't absorb anymore. After a few cases, you're faced with this sort of terrible reality that this faux reality star has beaten the system. He's fooled one-third of America, that's for sure. Zarin documents the Roy Cohn emphasis to fight, never, never give in, always lie. From the grave, Roy Cohn is managing the presidency. And no one is optimistic about the impeachment either. As a moderate Republican, Jim Zarin is just as depressed as the rest of us, never Republicans. So I came home to then watch the Lev Parnas interview with Rachel Maddow. The bombshell, all of this stuff, the thug bouncer type, Hyde, who's actually running for Congress, sent emails saying he was stalking the poor woman who was our ambassador. Under Rudy's direction, on Rudy's own stationery, yeah, he's that dumb. They got this other thug, Parnas, to hire goons, or whatever they call them in Russia, except now he looks like the hero to me. He is credible. He got all the meetings because Rudy vouched for him. He knows where the bodies are buried. You know, these are always bad guy turncoats, but we have to believe him because he has the documents, people. Yikes. On Rachel Maddow, Parnas and his lawyer dropped the big one on 45-ish, never my president, Pence. And if we had a real attorney general, it would all be over, but we don't because he's implicated, so now what? After visiting the jail where Jeffrey Epstein was a week before his mysterious death, now William Barr is probably going to pay a visit to Parnas, and he will be hanging himself too, allegedly, but maybe these interviews saved his life. Yikes.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.